encouragement and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. After driving a little over 700 miles yesterday, finally on my final leg home today, after spending the last week in Lake Charles, Louisiana, serving alongside of IDES and the great work that the International Disaster Emergency Service does in helping people and providing hope in the name of Jesus. This morning, we're beginning the week, I kind of introduced it yesterday, looking at this week's prayer guide, which is focused on week one of a focus on a better kingdom. And today we're praying about living in God's kingdom as a citizen of the kingdom of God, a kingdom of justice. We hear a lot in today's world about justice. All the time it seems like there's somebody crying out for justice. Some, I think, genuinely are seeking justice, seeking to have things made right. Others use the word justice and they're really crying out for revenge, for retaliation, for somebody to make somebody pay. God talks about His kingdom lasting forever and ever. The scepter of His kingdom will be a scepter of justice. The idea that a mark of His kingdom, a defining factor of His kingdom, a part of His kingdom that cannot be missed, is a kingdom of justice. Perhaps it's important to recognize that this begins with God dealing with us with justice. Now, if we were to apply that in the way that we often look at justice, the way we often cry out for justice to be served, some of us would be in pretty big trouble. But God's idea of justice is a restorative, is to help us make things right, and providing Jesus when there was a place where we couldn't make things right. Living a life as a kingdom citizen marked by justice means we're going to be involved in helping people make things right. Not simply seeking punishment for wrongdoers, although God makes it clear that the consequences of our sin follow us. That there is punishment, there are consequences for doing wrong. He writes and he tells us that governments are in a position to wield the sword to correct the wrong that is done by its citizens, by people. So sometimes some of the cries for justice are about overlooking crime. It's about overlooking sin. It's about overlooking the things that someone has done wrong simply because they've not been treated the way they wanted to be treated. God's idea of justice is about dealing with both aspects. It's about dealing with the mistreatment that happens, with the oppression, with the unfairness of life. But it's also about dealing with the wrong, the crimes being committed. And the justice of God says, in this kingdom, we're going to work together to make it right. The law that God gave to the Israelites was very detailed about providing restitution, about making things right, about helping people to overcome the crime, the sin that was done not only against God, but against one another. It's difficult in today's society, today's American culture, to talk about justice because we've gotten so confused about what that really means. And just like almost everything else, we've become divided to such an extent that we think justice is something that is missing in one aspect of life and a privilege to another aspect of life. And so when we feel our side of the division is treated unjustly, we cry out for justice, which basically is us crying out for the other side to be punished. But the problem is the other side is crying out for justice against the broad mistreatments that are taking place against them. And God comes along and says, I want my children, my people, my church, the citizens of my kingdom to live with justice. I saw a post, a social media meme the other day about the idea of liberty and justice for all being taught to in school. And then people getting mad because that's what this new generation wants. And it's like, I think they missed the point, because part of their argument was, you know, to do away with prisons, because we've been taught that there ought to be liberty for all. The idea of liberty and justice for all meant we're going to make things right. And I'm not saying our judicial system is perfect. I'm not saying that we imprison people for the right reasons, the right lengths of time. I don't know that. But to say we're going to get rid of punishment because we're all about liberty and justice is, it's not about liberty or justice. It's about a very chaotic society to do that. But we can deal with the consequences of crime. We can deal with the consequences of sin. We can deal with one another. When we deal with it as a citizen of a better kingdom, a kingdom that says, I'm going to help you through those consequences, and we're going to work together to make things right. To me, that's the thing lacking in so much of the cries for justice, is an unwillingness to work together. Everybody becomes entrenched in it's my way, or, well, it's my way or you're going to pay. And we can thank God every day that that's not His view of justice. It is His way, but He's going to help us to be able to live that way. It is His way, or we will pay. There is a judgment, a final judgment. But He doesn't leave us alone. His justice requires a penalty, a payment for our sin, and He sent Jesus to pay that penalty, to give us an opportunity to make things right with Him. But it's not an automatic, I've overlooked everybody's sin because of Jesus. He will, if we choose to be washed in the blood. You see, living as a kingdom citizen with the justice that God gives requires a desire within each of us to humble ourselves, to repent, to be transformed, to change the way we go through life. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider any area of justice that you might be crying out for, and ask God to help you examine completely your motives as to what you're really looking for. Are you looking for things to be made right? Or are you looking for somebody to pay? Are you looking for revenge? That seems to be the thread that's woven throughout today's cultural view of justice. But God desires that we live in a kingdom ruled by justice, His kingdom, where He makes things right with His children. He calls us to make things right with one another. And I believe that begins when we sit down and listen. I've had great conversations this past week with people from all walks of life, all races, all income levels. Such a variety. And we've all been able to sit down as brothers and sisters, as human beings. Not all of them were believers yet, but they appreciated someone coming and listening and helping in the name of Jesus. They really wouldn't have cared what name. They appreciated the help and the listening. But doing so in the name of Jesus, I believe it gave them a little different view of a better kingdom. A kingdom where God's people are seeking to help others make their life right. Not just right according to our standards, but make their life right according to God's standards. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us, that You desire for us to live as citizens of Your kingdom, to live with justice. Father, help us to look to You, to Your Word, to Your Spirit for what that really is and sounds like and looks like every day. May we reject the world's view that tends to paint justice as some form of revenge or retaliation. May we learn to listen, to communicate, to spend time together. In those areas where we cry out for justice, may we look beyond our pain and our hurt to see the pain and hurt that You experience when we sin, when we rebel, when we do wrong. May we have a greater appreciation and understanding for how You have not only demanded justice and not only have ruled with justice, but You have provided a way to make things right between us and You. Father, help us to live in that manner, that we would share the good news of Jesus, that we would bring hope and peace into situations that seem hopeless. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, our communities, I pray that we would model Your concept of justice, that we would teach Your concept of justice, that the things that they hear and see in our society would not define what real justice looks like. Father, when they do wrong, when they sin against You, when they sin against us, when they sin against one another, may You give us the wisdom to help them to make things right, to restore what can be restored, to forgive, to love, to show mercy and compassion Father, as we consider justice, we recognize that even in your attempts to make things right, even in your desire to make things right, there will be those that reject your ability to do that. They will reject your desire to do that. And in so doing, we'll face eternal condemnation. Father, help us to live in such a way that those that currently reject you will see the light of Jesus in us, desire greatly to follow that light, to be transformed so that they too can walk a new life, that they can see things from a perspective they've never looked at before. Oh, Father, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything we do and say. May our pursuit of justice for ourselves and for others be pure and right. May Jesus be seen so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.